that a girl is very common. What would that mean?
That she didn't use very good language.
Mm-hmm. And an old person, maybe someone around 80 years old or so, that still gets around real well, doesn't get tired. You'd say he's mighty, what for his age?
Spry.
Okay. And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
And you might say, it's going to be all right, just don't...
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid.
Okay. And you might say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now, she... what? Be afraid, she... using the expression, used to be, you'd say, I don't see why she's afraid now, she...
she's older.
Uh-huh. Would you say she used to be, or didn't used to be, or... how would you...
didn't used to be, I guess.
Uh-huh. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty...
careless.
And someone who makes up his own mind and then there's no use arguing with him, he's not going to change his mind.
Obstinate.
Uh-huh. What other expression?
Stubborn.
Mm-hmm. What about someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper? Just the least little thing irritates him. You say that he's...
hot-tempered.
Okay. And you say, well, you better not tease him about that because when it comes to that subject, he's still awfully...
touchy.
And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know we'd get so...
mad.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just keep...
keep you cool.
Okay. Or just keep... what?
Still.
Okay. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other expressions?
Exhausted.
Or I'm just completely...
whipped.
Or using the expression wear out, you'd say I'm...
worn out.
And you'd say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
strange.
Any other expressions?
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say queer or quar?
Could, I guess. Queer.
Uh-huh. Has that word changed meanings recently?
Seems to have.
What did it used to mean?
It used to mean peculiar.
Uh-huh.
But now it means a more on a sexual term.
Homosexual?
Mm-hmm.
Did it used to be used as a noun? Ever say so-and-so was a queer?
I guess so when I was little. I heard it, but probably didn't know what it meant.
You think back then it still meant homosexual?
I think so.
Uh-huh. Say if someone had been well and suddenly hear that they have some disease, you might ask, well, when I saw them yesterday, they were fine. When was it that they...
were ill.
Or what sick? When was it that they...
were sick.
Or...
ill.
Uh-huh. But talking about someone becoming sick, you say, when was it that they, you say, took sick or got sick? Or,
got sick.
Okay. Say if someone went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running and nose was running, you'd say that he...
taking a comb.
And if it affected his voice, you'd say he was...
losing his voice.
Or he sounded kind of...
hoarse. Like me.
You go like that, you have a...
cough.
Say if you got someone some medicine and went in and still saw the medicine by the person's bed, you might say, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
And the person might say, well, an hour ago I...
felt better.
Or I what some.
Took some.
And in another hour I'll...
take some more.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd